Sasemis in this week's parsha suggests that the four lashonos of Geula correspond to the four Golias. And he brings a source to that, and he suggests that the four Golias correspond to the four different Averas that Klal Yisrael has had problems with. Avodah Zarah is one Golis, Gilui Arayos another Golis, Shefichas Damim a third Golis, and the fourth Golis, the Golis which we're in right now, was the Golis of Sinas Chinam. Now, if you look at the four Lashonos of Geula, the Rosham is going to save us from a specific issue, the Sivlis Mitzrayim. Then, Mitzal Tizchem Avodah Zarah, and even the Goalti does not say a specific issue, it says, I'm going to girl you with a strong arm, etc. But when it says the last of the four Lashonos of Geula, it says, Lokachti Eschem Lilo'am. That corresponds to the Golus of Sinas Chinam. And how so? The Chinam, he suggests over here, is referring to Chinam Min HaMitzvahs. The Parshas Bahaloischa, remember that which we ate in Mitzrayim, we ate our food Chinam. So Rashi says, Chinam, it wasn't for free. They had tremendous amounts of work that they had to do. It was Chinam Min HaMitzvahs. We didn't have it. There weren't responsibilities. It wasn't a life of responsibilities. We had people forcing us to do things, etc. But the idea that our life is totally bound to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have all these, constantly have these mitzvahs. We didn't have it then. So the root of Sinas Chinam, the Sasema says, is the lack of Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. Because Avos Yisrael really depends on Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim Kiroi. How is that possible? He says, if every one of us would see that our purpose in life is in some way to advance the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, and that's the role of every single person, so there's no room to be jealous and to have complaints against somebody else, because everybody has a role to play, and whatever you do, it just helps me. I had a chaver in yeshiva that he suggested years ago. He says, he said to me, he doesn't understand why people are jealous when somebody else is matzliach and learning and successful in learning. He says the more learning which takes place in mishmeres, the more kedusha which is there, and everybody benefits. Or he says if 10 people go into a business together, there's no kina and sina between them. Each one is working as hard as he can to do his part of the work. The final result is that the business does better. So, I appreciate everything you do. I don't see it as a kina or a sina. It's the opposite. It's something which is very beneficial for me. I only gain from what you're doing. So, if we would see ourselves as one big nation, the Russian says, I'm going to take you as my nation, and we perceive ourselves as what we are as a member of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation, and that's what life is about. So, there'd be no sina and no kina. But since each person is really focused towards himself, and what's in it for me, I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel that I'm the one who's successful, I'm the one who's accomplishing, as opposed to giving it over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then every person is a competition. The one place where you see this idea, this concept played out, is in an army. An army has to have every single player. You have to have soldiers, you have to have generals, you have to have everything in between. As much as I can imbue the army with the spirit of we're all here fighting to protect our nation, we need foot soldiers just as much as we need generals. So yes, I can give a message to you that maybe one day, if you really work hard, you're going to become the general. But even if you don't become the general, you don't say, oy vey, what was my life worth? Because the life wasn't about me. It wasn't, what am I going to accomplish, and who am I, and whether I'm the greatest guy, etc. It's about, was my nation protected? Were my people protected? Did I play my role that I was given as best as I can? So when you can create this team spirit, that it's not about each individual, but it's about us as a unit together. So even though some people will play better roles in the team, they won't play lesser roles in the team, nobody feels that they're lessened. So we're able to find a balance between the challenge of each person fulfilling their potential and feeling good about fulfilling their potential and pushing it forward, at the same time not feeling bad if they don't, they're not the guy on top, because it's not about who's on top. This is what the Sfas Emes is suggesting. The Mida of Lokat Yitzchak Nidla Olam is supposed to give the Klal Yisroel. When we have that clarity about that there's this greater purpose and a greater function for the world, and we each get a chance to play a role in that, so that itself gives us a clarity what life is about and what purpose is about. So whether we move forward or not is not how we measure our success. We measure our success by how much we really contributed to the team, to the nation, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.